Quick, say the word father. How about pen? All right, everyone in Missouri, say roof. No offense, but you sound like dogs barking. Roof. We speak differently across North America. So what of it? Well, Claire Bowen is an associate professor of linguistics at Yale and a co-creator of the North American Dialects Project. She's been collecting the way we say words across the continent, and she joins us from the Yale studios. Welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, now hold on. I got to ask, where are you from?
I'm from Canberra, Australia, originally, so I sound completely different to anyone from Missouri or anywhere else.
So what made you so fascinated in how we say words in North America?
I'm a historical linguist, so I work on language change, how languages change over time, that sort of thing. I've also been quite interested recently in how languages vary over geography. So what are the geographical implications for language diversity? American English is really good for that sort of thing because, of course, there are huge numbers of speakers, and so it makes it possible for us to look at a whole bunch of different questions related to a language that's very well studied.
As does a new technology. Now, instead of calling people up and doing phone surveys, you have a survey on a website. People can go to it. It's at oursherenow.org. And what they end up doing is recording words for you on their home computer so that you can take a look. And again, what are you looking for?
I guess you could call it a census of North American English. We're looking at cataloging the diversity of the different ways that people speak. We know that people speak differently according to geography, but we also know that people speak differently according to age, gender, ethnicity, social class, all sorts of other variables, if you like. We're interested in how those different variables all interact with each other. So if you get diverse speakers in a particular area, how similar do they sound to each other? If we get, say, the same ethnicity over a wide area, so say speakers of African-American English in Seattle and Atlanta and New Haven, how similar do they sound? Do they sound more similar to speakers of other ethnicities in their home states, or do they sound more similar to each other? Things like that.
Some of the words, there's a list of them. Sock, pain, skid. We mentioned father. Now, that would seem to be easy to us because here in New England, it's father, you know, and that's one that's very clear. But a word like sock, do we really all say the word sock differently?
Yes, some people would say sock. Some people would say sack. I say sock, which is different again. What we wanted to do was part of this idea of getting a snapshot of North American English is to get a representative sample of all the different vowels of U.S. English. So that means not only the words like father versus father or coffee or something like that, but also the other representative vowels in English, so that we can get a complete picture of each speaker and the words that they say.
I don't know how I could forget that, you know, where I'm from originally, New York, they say sock. I don't know how I could forget that. And, you know, a word like pen, you know, in parts of the country, they say pin.
Right. Yep. For some speakers, especially in the South, but not just in the South, pin and pen are pronounced pretty much exactly the same. For another group of speakers, they're almost the same, but not quite. So if you have pin and pen next to each other in a sentence, then you can tell that they're different. But if you just hear the word in isolation, you might not be sure which word they're actually saying.
We asked some of our Here and Now producers to take a mini version of the survey. Here are Alex, Chris, and Doug.
Pen, pin, cot, caught, five.
Pen, pin, cot, caught, five.
Pen, pin, cot, caught, five.
Ooh, Doug. By the way, who's the guy playing back that sound? His cot, C-O-T, and his caught, C-A-U-G-H-T, are the same word.
Absolutely. And that's true for a large percentage of Americans in the Midwest and Western part of the country.
Well, what else did you hear there?
Okay, if we compare, say, Alex and Chris, they're caught and caught. For each of those speakers, those words were different, but they were different in different ways.
Let's listen again.
Cot, caught,
caught. Caught.
Yeah, I think what you were hearing in Chris there was New Jersey, actually.
Quite possibly.
His caught there.
Yeah.
Well, what are some other ways that people say words? I'm looking at a word and I'm trying to figure out, for instance, how might somebody say bag differently across the country?
I think it's particularly in an area called the Northern City. So this is Detroit, Michigan, as far east as Rochester, New York, and maybe east of Rochester as well, where a word like that would be beeg rather than bag.
Like apples.
Exactly. Yep. And man. And so all of these it's called air tensing is the technical term for it. And it's where the air word sounds like ear. So next time you're flying through an airport in Detroit or any of the northern cities, if you hear about the passengers who have failed to board, then that would be an example of that same sound change.
By the way, we tend to, as a country, concentrate a lot on accents from the East Coast. What about some from places that are supposed to not have an accent? You know, California or parts of the middle of the country that are supposed to be sort of pure. I think they used to say that Indiana, you know, Johnny Carson came from Indiana and didn't have an accent. What are some of the ways that people there say things in a way that you can hear?
Well, first thing I'd say that everyone has an accent. Someone from California has an accent just as much as someone from Boston has an accent. Because of the features of the way they talk, we can tell that they're from California rather than from Boston, right? So it's not a case of accentless versus accentful English. It's just a case of different accents all around. So Indiana English, for instance, has this cot-quot merger. So it's one of the features of people from Indiana that they say cot and quot the same. That distinguishes them from, say, people from New Jersey or people from Boston, and it doesn't distinguish them from people from California, for instance, because a lot of Californians also have cot and quot the same. Huh. So if we take all of these features together, we can define particular regions on the basis of what people do and don't do with different sounds.
Claire Bowen, Associate Professor of Linguistics at Yale and co-creator of the North American Dialects Project. Claire, we have these differences, but do you find that surprising, given that we've never been more homogenized by technology? So much television, so much online media, so much videos, YouTube, kids especially, you know, able to talk to each other, you know, across continents the way they couldn't, you know, in any other time. Are you surprised that it hasn't been more flattened out?
I'd say yes and no. So on the one hand, it is to a certain extent expected that if people are talking to each other more, they would come to sound more like one another. That's well established in psychology and linguistics. But on the other hand, people also want to signal something about their identity and about where they're from. So, for instance, I've been in the US for more than 10 years now, but I still sound like I'm from Australia. I haven't totally shifted my accent to sound like someone from New Haven. So it doesn't surprise me that people are still wanting to do that with their language, if albeit unconsciously.
Claire, thanks so much.
Thank you, Rowan.
Okay, I got to clear something up here. I apparently said Johnny Carson was from Indiana. What was I thinking? He's from Omaha, Nebraska. They're the ones that apparently have no detectable accent. But what about you? Take the survey. Go to our website, hearnow.org. And while you're there, let us know what are words you notice in your region. We'll have none from here in New England. Back in a minute, here and now.